Welcome to our Kartik Inspirations, day 27. We are now entering the last 5 days of the month of Kartik, and we want to learn a few simple practices that will really connect us with Radha and Krishna in our heart. See, the great difficulty for all those who wander on the spiritual path is the obstinate mind, which goes always back to material thoughts. Once Srila Prabhupada gave us a simple meditation that will help to control the mind. He said, you can control the mind when you fix up the mind on Krishna's lotus feet. That's all. No nonsense can come within your mind, simply Krishna. That is the perfection of meditation. Think about this. If you want to find a person in your in the forest, you will see, are there any footprints of him? So devotees have always looked towards the footprints of Radha and Krishna as indications where they could find the divine couple. These footprints have marks or symbols on them, and the devotees meditate on these particular symbols, who then become active in the mind. They do something there. I would like all of us to today meditate on the chakra, the disc, which can be found on Radha and Krishna's lotus feet. But since the month of Kartik is in particularly ruled by Srimati Radharani, we will meditate on the chakra on Radha's lotus feet. Good. Sit down in your mind's eye. See the beautiful land of Vrindavan. And then focus on one of these beautiful dusty paths. In the dust, there is a very sweet and effulgent footprint. And you see the disc or chakra upon that lotus feet footprint. The chakra cuts down the 6 enemies of lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride, and envy. It indicates that the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna destroy with a great brilliance the darkness of ignorance and sin from the hearts of those who meditate. See the chakra in your heart as it destroys inner darkness. On Radharani's lotus feet, the disc or chakra shows that she is the unrivaled ruler of her own kingdom, which is formed as a mandala, a circle called Braj Mandala. the disc on Krishna's foot represents the time factor that moves everyone and everything along. Take a few deep breaths. Look one more time into the dusty path where you can see the footprints of the divine couple. And then come back to room awareness. This was a simple, powerful meditation. Tomorrow we will hear more practices that can connect us with Radha and Krishna throughout the year. See you all tomorrow.